this is a great opportunity for folks to explore their nearby national park. The fascinating part about this tour is that within one day or as part of the talk the night before, you can experience over 100 years of architecture pretty much in order, 1850 to past the 1950s. So it's just an amazing opportunity right nearby where folks live to experience that very wide range from a log structure such as the Irene and Nelson House to something more mid-century like a Lustron or the Meyer House. And we're just really excited. Indiana Landmarks and the National Park and the Dunes National Park Association are partnering up to do this tour, and we're just really, really excited for about a month from now to welcome everybody over.
Now, the tour is going to actually be on May 5th, and that's the day that you want to make note that you get a chance to check out these great structures. But the evening before, at 7 o'clock on May 4th, there's going to be a very special illustrated talk. The title of the talk is Logs, Glass, and Metal, A Century of Architectural Legacy. Tell us who's involved with that talk, where it's going to be, and why it certainly is very key to how the tour goes.
The title really lays it out. It just helps folks get this broad range overview of what is within the Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore, certainly known for its natural environment and wonderful areas and walking in the paths. There's this legacy of logs and glass and all kinds of architecture. So this talk is meant to illustrate that for folks and be able to get that in an hour and a half time frame. Myself, I'll give part of the presentation about it. Cliff Goins with the Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore will be involved. Then also, we're adding this year, and each year moving forward, one of the folks that have done work to restore one of the homes as part of the leasing program. And so this year, it's the Schmansky family who have been our partners in restoring the Irene and Oscar Nelson House on US 12. It's that little yellow cottage that if you've driven down 12, you might have noticed. It's part of our leasing program. So they're going to be part of the talk this year to tell their story about restoring the house and what they found and the challenges of restoring a log and later structures. So that's really exciting. This talk on Friday night, the night before May 4th, is at the Portage Park Pavilion right on the lakeshore, and talk about glass and steel, fantastic venue for this.
Now, do you have to have reservations or tickets or something like that to attend the talk?
Yes, we really do ask for that. The talk is limited in number, as are the tickets for the tour themselves. So, and that is pretty easy to find. If folks want to go to our webpage, indianalandmarks.org, and navigate over to the calendar section, you can find the reservation for both the lecture on Friday night and the tour on Saturday, which there are lots of different time slots you can take the tour on.
We're talking with Todd Zeiger, who is Northern Regional Director of Indiana Landmarks, about the special talk on May 4th, learning about the legacy of architecture in Northwest Indiana, in particular, the talk that leads up to the May 5th Logs to Lustrons tour that is happening in the region, how the architecture varies from the 19th century into the 20th century. Tell us about what the Swedish influence is on the region and the landmarks that they have left behind, and then get us into the 20th century and tell us more about the Lustrons.
The fascinating part about the Swedish heritage, you can see it very much so in these log structures. It's how they were assembled and put together, the types of corners they would build, and those nuances of those log structures are fascinating. And so when you get inside these houses as part of the tour, some of the walls are exposed. You can actually see these log structures and understand how they were built through the Swedish environment. And it's just a really fascinating look at how buildings were constructed in the mid-19th century. And then as you go through this tour, and also we'll kind of demonstrate through photographs in some limited fashion in the talk as well, as we move into the turn of the century, you can see how houses were added onto, and so the structure changes and the exteriors change. So you'll see that as you visit the Field Station Cooperative site or perhaps maybe one of the other properties owned by the park that's opened as part of this. So you can kind of see how houses change as you're going through this tour in kind of order. And as you move into the 1950s, one of my favorite interesting children is the Lustron houses, these all-metal homes brought to the site on the truck in 3,000 pieces and assembled like a big erector set. And just a fascinating comparison if you think about starting the day in a log structure and going through these all-metal structures and be able to compare the differences in those two. And And then the Meyer House, which is certainly more, I guess, a modern style, lots of glass and open, be able to see how that changed. Really, within 100 years, how different these houses looked from solid log structures with smaller windows to a Meyer House with this almost all glass. It's just a fascinating opportunity within an hour and a half tour to be able to live through that century and a half of architecture. Mm-hmm.
I noticed you mentioned this year that you're going to have an opportunity to put the Goodfellow Lodge up for display, which is, I guess, is a new feature within the Logs to Lustrance tour. Tell us about the lodge and how it ties together with the Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore Park itself.
Those folks who live nearby are probably familiar with the old lodge and sits there at the Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore. And it's not been open for public tour in the past, and so we're just excited to offer this opportunity to see inside what you would maybe call a traditional summer camp experience building. If you just think about what you would think a lodge looks like and you go inside, it very much is. Lots of wood and a little balcony and, you know, large open space for folks that the kids that used to go there as a part of the U.S. Steel summer camp. And so we're just excited to open this up. We think people are going to be very interested to see inside this building. It's owned by the Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore, and it doesn't currently have a use. And we think it's a great opportunity for folks to see inside of the building that they've not been able to see before, and offering that for the first time. And that's part of what we're excited about this year, adding that building in.
We talked, too, of course, about the Lustrans and that type of construction of houses back in the 20th century. In fact, my very first house I actually owned was a National Homes Corporation construction house. And although you wouldn't think that it would have metal walls inside the house, it did. Because I used to have to take a drill to be able to put up a picture. Instead of using a hammer and nail or some type of fastener, I'd have to actually drill a hole and put a screw in to be able to hang a photograph or a painting or something like that, because that was what they used at that time in constructing those prefab houses back then. So it's interesting to hear about these Lustran homes and find that the concept is certainly not dead, to be sure.
The fascinating thing about the Lustran houses, of course, they all the metal walls, and so you would use magnets to hang up your pictures and whatnot during the time frame. It's a fascinating building system, and National Homes and others, the kit houses of the time, trying to meet that World War II housing. The folks being able to take a look on the inside of those is a really kind of fun opportunity for sure.
Yeah. And we talk here about wanting to take advantage of the Logs to Lustrance tour, once again this year, offered by the Indiana Landmarks. If you will, Todd, fill us in on the details on how you can get the tickets to be able to attend the tour, and what youngsters will have a chance to do, too, if they happen to come along as a family event.
We will be driving through the Century of Progress District, and we'll talk about that and give some people some overview where those homes are not open. That's a separate tour, which this year is going to be held September 29th. So if folks want to mark their calendar for that, it's moving up this year. So we'll talk about the COP houses, but aren't going in any of those as part of the Logs to Lustrans tour. That's a separate tour. To get tickets for this and the lecture as well as a tour, navigate to the calendar section of our webpage, which is indianalandmarks.org, and you can find both the tickets to reserve for the talk as well as pick a time frame. There's different slots you can pick to take the tour on Saturday, so it fits within your schedule. Tour start in the morning at 8:30, and they go through 2 o'clock. And it's really an opportunity. It's kind of like an open house. You can take a shuttle. You have to take the shuttle, and you can go to these different sites and make your way through. So indianalandmarks.org, and just go to the calendar section and look for Logs to Lustrans. Tickets are limited for both the talk and the tour, so if you're interested, I would just encourage you to get online sooner than later. We sold out last year, and expect a similar situation this year.